Hi, this is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Thursday, August 22nd, 2019. Welcome to episode 94 of Amy Talks About Stuff, which I am actually recording at about 7:30 in the morning on Friday, August 23rd, because I was having such a good time and having so much fun at Toastmasters International Convention that I completely and totally forgot to record anything yesterday. For that, I am sorry, and I am making up for it now. And I have about half an hour before I have to be at my first breakout session of the day, which is perfect for recording a podcast episode. The featured image for this episode, which you can see by clicking on the episode at ameliabowen.com, is a zoomed-in view of the view that I'm looking at while I'm recording this. I'm on the second floor of Gaylord Rockies Convention, or Resort and Convention Center, in the hallway that connects the resort building to the convention center building, which is all windows, and you can see it's very close to Denver International Airport, which means there's not much around it. A few hotels close to the airport. I'm actually staying in the Quality Inn that you can see out the window here, because it was marginally cheaper. And if you look out into the distance, you can see downtown Denver from here, so that's what I focused on when I took the picture. But you don't want to hear about that. You want to hear about what I was doing that was so much fun I totally forgot to record anything. I went Wednesday night after I last recorded at the airport in Denver on Wednesday night. I did indeed make the opening ceremony with plenty of time to spare, and it was a lot of fun. It was very exciting and very enjoyable, although it's never quite like the first time. It wasn't quite as exciting as the first time seemed really exciting. What else? Well, that was Wednesday night. We had our opening ceremony. We had our keynote speech presented by an artist who I will shamelessly plug because I can remember his website URL. It is Phil, P-H-I-L, inthecircle.com. And I'll try to remember to put a link in the show notes, even though I am doing this mobile. Thursday I had a whole bunch going on. It was, highlight was the semifinals of the World Championship of Public Speaking. We had someone from our circle in Omaha, Nebraska, actually get into the semifinals, which is quite an achievement to be proud of. We were very sad is not going to be moving on to the finals, but we're very disappointed. But we were happy to be here to cheer him on, and the people who are moving on to the finals, which are tomorrow afternoon, definitely deserve it. What else? Before that, there's a breakout session on leadership. Afternoon was on elevating your level of excellence, and after that breakout session, I went to the Toastmasters store, got the commemorative pin. Finally got a burgundy polo shirt, which I wanted last year, but they didn't have any. This year I got to the store a little earlier, and now I own a burgundy polo shirt and a white polo shirt that say Toastmasters International, which I need because I'm involved in these so often, and I like to look official as much as I can. What else? In the afternoon, I actually had a very nice conversation with one of the networking contacts I made at Podcast Movement last week, who does a self-publishing support academy mentoring sort of thing. So we talked about one of my many novels. I was so tired. I was still pretty tired and out of it. It hasn't. I said this on the phone. I can't believe I referred to it as the one with the dolphins. Just like the one with the whales. The one with the whales has an actual title. It's The Voyage Home. And similarly, the one with the dolphins has an actual title. It's Bridging the Spheres. So I thought that was funny that for a second I couldn't even think of my own novel title. And like a true Star Trek fan, I called it The One with the Dolphins. speaking of Star Trek, this morning I started listening to all of Clinton's and Bosworth Carmichael Pennington's adventures in Star Trek Online from the very beginning on SoundCloud, and I will try to catch up on that as much as I can in the odd moments I have today. I'm really enjoying it, and I will, of course, I will catch up on this year's as well. Last night, because I really want to be caught up before the live shows at Dragon Con, which I saw you guys posted the Facebook reminder of last night, and I went through the Dragon Con app and started adding things to my schedule for this year. I'm not quite done yet, but I'm definitely excited about what I am going to see. And I've got an exciting day to look forward to today. Today is the only day that there's a... Today's Friday. Golden Gavel Luncheon, the only luncheon that I think is open to all, as far as I know. And I will wrap this up because I've been going for almost 7 minutes now. And my 8 o'clock breakout session is how to create a peak experience at every meeting, which is the single one that's going to be the most important for me to listen to and learn from. I have been wearing my club coach pin. Everybody here wears name... it's kind of the thing. Everyone here wears their name tags and their pins that advertise what particular leadership role they happen to have at the moment. So mine say Pathways Guide, even though that's done now, and Club Coach. And I did not get my new name tag in time for the convention because I was too lazy and put off ordering it, so I'm stuck with my old one that still says Pathways Guide, but that's all right. I'm having a lot of fun and going to learn a lot today, I hope, and I will talk to you later. Bye.